حجت الاسلام حضرت سیدنا امام محمد غزالی رحمت اللہ تعالی علی, he says that by eating to a full stomach, by filling your stomach up when you're eating, by eating to a full stomach, the sweetness of worship is lost. So when a person eats to his fullest, he does not feel the sweetness of worship. When we look at this in the life of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, he radiallahu anhu, he says, since I accepted Islam, since I have become a Muslim, I have never eaten to my fullest. I have never filled my stomach. Why? What's the reason? So that I can feel the sweetness of worship. So that I am blessed with the sweetness of worship. And he says, since I have become a Muslim, due to my thirst of seeing Allah Azza wa Jal, I have never quenched fully, I've never drank fully to the extent that I have been quenched. Hazrat Sayyidina Sufyan Thawri radiallahu anhu, likewise, he says that worship is a science, it's a full science on its own. And how do you learn this science? How do you master this science? He says, worship is a science, and in order to master this science, in order to learn this science, what is the place? The place is solitude. The place is you being completely alone. And what is the tool for learning and mastering this science? He says the tool for learning this science is hunger. So he says that worship is a science, and what do you need? You need to be alone. You need to be in complete solitude, and you need the tool that you're going to need is hunger. Once again, implementing this and reflecting upon these things, we look at ourselves. Within our life, we have this food culture where we are constantly looking for new dishes, exploring and looking around at different menus, different restaurants for new dishes. And constantly we have this craving for food. And we eat at multiple times a day, and even throughout the day, we're constantly having snacks and so on and so forth. Not stating that it is impermissible. However, it is something that we need to ponder over. And if we have this intention of worshipping Allah Azza wa Jal, then eating to a stomach full will actually will prevent us from doing so, because it will cause laziness within us. And likewise, eating too much, constantly eating, and in particular eating fast food, which is a culture, especially within the Western countries, this will actually be harmful to our health. So how long can we continue in the worship of Allah Azza wa Jal? How long can we remain in the worship of Allah Azza wa Jal if we continue to eat such things? So we have to also be careful in terms of what we eat and how much we eat. So this is another Madani pearl that we learn from the blessed life of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala an. Likewise, when we look at the blessed way of worship and his way of praying salah, in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal, it is stated that he radiallahu an would be, when he used to stand for salah, due to his focus in salah, he would become as though a straight log, an erect log. And likewise, it is stated that he would, when he would pray salah, he would focus on salah so much, and he would try to do it in the best of manner, that Sayyidina Sahal bin Sa'ad radiallahu anhu narrates that kana Abu Bakrin la yaltafitu fi salatihi. Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu would not focus here and there, would not go here and there during his salah. Now, the scholars say that Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, he had the best of teachers for salah. No wonder his salah, his prayer was so good and such a high level, because he learned directly from the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So the Prophet ﷺ was the one who taught him salah. So now imagine the salah of that person. And may Allah Azza wa Jal grant us a little part of the focus and the concentration that Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu had in his salah. And this is something that we need to try to develop within ourselves. When we are praying salah, we need to focus on our salah. Then inshaAllah Azza wa Jal we'll feel the sweetness of worship that we're missing. And we'll feel that. And we will start to enjoy our salah, inshallah, Azza wa Jal.